This is an extra special episode of the Drive to Stay Alive, commemorating this one by noting that this is like the first real snowfall of the 2012 winter, and in essence then is the first time that this commute will be a very literal... Can I say that word right? Very literal drive to stay alive. Because when I'm driving home today from work, if I don't kind of steer my car life in the right direction by making some of the important choices. Heating warnings, paying attention to your surroundings, you know, all those sorts of things that you can also equate towards life. If I don't do everything right on the way home tonight, there's a very good chance that I could die. And so then, isn't your life just kind of like one big drive? You know, come to a lot of forks in the road. It's probably sometimes you shouldn't have driven so fast. You know, it's probably would have helped to use a turn signal every now and then. And so, I mean, that's life, you know. But one of the things that I did want to point out, this is probably the best time to bring this up. So, I may not have figured out like a point in my life or like a purpose or anything like that, because trust me, I'm still searching. Who knows if I will ever really find one. You know, it's gonna be a very long search. I'm probably not gonna find one, like I'm saying, but like what I have found out, though, I haven't found out, like, you know, the secret to my life or purpose, but I have, however, found out the secret to staying alive and also the secret to, like, succeeding in life. And it's not as hard as people would think. A lot of people think, like, oh, life is difficult and, you know, getting ahead in the world is so impossible and all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, maybe it is to you, because you're not doing it right. I'm going to give you the secret right now. Feel free to use this starting today and in every single day for the rest of your life. And I promise you, you will not only get somewhere, but you will stay alive. You ready? It's time to stop teasing it. Here is the secret to life. Don't be a fucking idiot. Don't be a fucking idiot. You know? That's it. It's that simple. But at the same time, it's that complex. Because it applies to pretty much every situation. Think about it. Most people know what an idiot is. An idiot, with the exception of maybe like an idiot savant, it's not a very endearing term. You don't want to be an idiot. You know, I'm probably... If there wasn't, like, 4 inches of snow on the ground, like the wet, mushy snow, too, like the kind of shit that you can make forts out of really well, or you can do really well in, like, a snowball fight. I'm talking about wet, packing snow. And that's also, like, slippery as shit, like snow. You know, if there wasn't, like, so much of that, like, all over the place, I'd probably get on my phone right now and dictionary.com idiot to get, you know, the standard definition of it. But I don't need to, because I know what an idiot is, and so do you. An idiot is somebody who, like, doesn't think. They throw themselves, like, into situations without planning ahead. They make stupid decisions. They're not mindful of their future. They don't consider options. Like, they just do without thinking, basically. Or even if, like, an idiot can also be somebody who, like, knows the consequences, but goes ahead and does it anyway. I classify that person as an idiot. It's just like, oh, yeah, well, I know this will kill, you know, this could potentially kill me, but, you know, I'll take my chances. Like, no, you know, you're a fucking idiot. And that's probably why you're going to die, because you didn't follow the rule to life. And that's, don't be a fucking idiot. So think about this. First, I'm going to equate this to my current situation. All right, so here I am driving in the snow. And although this is the first snow in Wisconsin this winter, I've had this will be my 31st winter on this planet. Or 32nd, I don't know. Technically, when I was zero, I guess I had a winter. But the thing is, like, obviously I wasn't driving or anything like that, but okay. So, I got my license at 18. So that means I've had, can't do the simple math, 12 or 13 winters since, you know, being a driver. So this isn't, basically what I'm getting at, this isn't my first time on the merry-go-round, you know? I have driven in the snow before. So I will say that although it is the first time this year, you know how to drive in the snow, right? It's not like it's hard. Everybody, like, treats it like it's just such a fucking, like, travesty. Oh my God, it snowed! What am I gonna do on my commute home? Like, you live in Wisconsin. It snows here. Deal with it. You know, and everybody just, like, drives like a fucking idiot, you know? Like, getting into car crashes. Like, for right now, the speed limit's 35. I'm going 30. Why? Because the roads are wet. Holy fuck. Speaking of, this asshole who's driving like a fucking idiot rolled through like a puddle of slush, shooting it all over my windshield, which temporarily blinded me for about like 3 seconds until I was able to increase the rate of my windshield wipers. Well, that guy's driving like a fucking idiot. Had I been driving like an idiot as well, like if I was following too close to the car in front of me, or going like 45 miles an hour right now, that temporary blindness could have led me to crash my car. But I didn't crash my car. You want to know why? Because it wasn't being a fucking idiot. I don't see, like, you'll see a car in the ditch. Or you'll see, like, two cars crashing up against each other. See this big pileup and everything like that. And it's like, why? I mean, you could say that perhaps I've been lucky in my days as a driver. Like, you know, 13-some years now as a driver of a motor vehicle. So I say, okay, maybe you've just had a really good lucky streak, you know? Or you can just say that I wasn't a fucking idiot. Because there's a reason I haven't gotten an accident. That's because I pay attention to the road. And I don't follow too closely. I go the speed limit and everything like that. I'm not one of those, like, Sunday morning Sally drivers who's just, like, gripping the wheel at, you know, 6 and 10? No. What's a clock? 10 and 2. I'm not gripping the wheel at 10 and 2 like some of these Sally Sunday morning drivers, you know. And so I'm not like that, but I'm not a fucking idiot. Just slow, you know, that's the other thing. Slow down. Like, everybody's just like, you act like, granted, okay, I have mentioned this before, but the fact that, like, yeah, we don't have a lot of time left on this planet, you know, especially, like, if you want to believe the Mayan apocalypse, and that we're all going to die tomorrow. Tomorrow is, in fact, you know, December 21st. So we're all supposed to die tomorrow. So it's like, yeah, I guess if you're going to believe that myth, then technically, yeah, we don't have a lot of time left, so you got to hurry and everything. But how do you, I mean, since you don't know, look, here's the thing with life. There's a lot of decisions you can make. There's a lot of times that you're reaching, you know, an important part, and you have to decide, okay, be an idiot or don't be a fucking idiot, you know? You have that choice at many times, at many junctures in your life. And as long as you choose don't be a fucking idiot, you're going to be all right. And so, I don't understand why people do it. And you're saying, like, okay, we don't have a lot of time left. Even if, say, I'm 31, even if I'm going to live another 60 years till I'm 91, 60 years is a lot of time. But it's still not a lot of time as far as, like, everything that one could achieve in a lifetime. Because there's so many things that you could possibly do. And there's so many wonderful adventures to have and everything. And, you know, eventually you are going to run out of time. It's just the natural progression of human life. We do have a beginning and an end. And so, yes, you know, we are going to die. But you still have time to take it slow. There's a lot of things that's not worth it. You, whether or not, like, I get home, if I get home tonight at 6:30, or if I get home tonight at 6:40, it's not going to make a difference. Trust me. It's not worth me risking my life by trying to drive at 40 miles per hour right now, or trying to speed through a yellow light in these conditions to make it home 10 minutes faster. The risk of putting my life on the line, ending up in a ditch or in an accident or flying, I mean, I have a seatbelt on, but say they're flying through the windshield, it's just not fucking worth it. And that's why I don't understand why people take such a stupid risk. Your life is the most precious thing you will ever have. Some people might say that creating another human life is probably more precious, because then you have a responsibility in order to take care of that and nurture it and teach it right from wrong and guide it through life and all that kind of stuff. So some people might say they value their children's life over their lives. And I can get behind that. I don't have kids or nothing, obviously. But, like, I guess I can see that. Where it's like there's so many people who will do anything for their children and even sometimes will die for them if need be. So, I get that. But still, life is the most precious thing on this entire planet. Because without life, you have nothing else. You don't have life, you don't have music, you don't have art, you don't have, like, natural, you don't have resources, like, you know, gas, power, cars, and electricity, and you don't have, name it. You know, I'm not going to go through a list of everything that's on the planet. It's just, like, a stupid thing to do right now. So, since life is the most important thing that you have, wouldn't you just take care of it at all costs? Why would you ever put any kind of unreasonable strain on it, or, like, or bring unnecessary trouble to your life? It's just, it 100% just doesn't make sense to me, whatever. So, this could be one of those things, like, here I am right now, as I'm driving, and I can look in my rearview mirror, and I'm going 30 the whole way. I'm going to be driving 30 the entire way home. And headlights are going to creep up in my mirror. Some asshole is going to sit on the back of my bumper, trying to get me to go faster. And it's just like, no, I'm not going to. I'm not going to risk my life for somebody who wants to be a fucking idiot. Look, if you want to be a fucking idiot, be so on your own terms, and don't involve me. But see, that's the thing. Where I just said, like, I've never been in an accident before. Well, maybe, like, other than, like, the little minor ones and everything like that. But, actually, the one time I was in a car accident, I was being a fucking idiot. I pulled around a truck who was turning, and the truck had to kind of pull out to make a wide turn or something like that, and I, like, right-laned him, basically, and, you know, I got my door dented in. I mean, I wasn't hurt or anything because it was only going, like, 20 miles an hour, but still, I got in that accident because I was being a fucking idiot, and so that's why you don't do it. No good can come from that, but, like, a lot of people, like, will get in an accident. Like, you know, I could play this game of life, you know, or even, like, this drive, physical driving I'm doing right now, like, to a T, and really make no mistakes in the way I'm handling my vehicle, slowing down, stopping, signaling, and changing lanes, and all that kind of stuff. I can play, you know, how to drive by a T and still get in a car accident. Because the person in either in front of me, the back of me, or to the side of me is being a fucking idiot. And that is one of the things that pisses me off the most, because there is absolutely nothing I can do to avoid that. And the only thing I guess I can really do is to keep driving cautiously or keep being cautious in my life. Because chances decrease for me to be involved in a situation if I'm not being a fucking idiot. So that's pretty much enough about driving. But I guess as long as I'm on this topic, before I let this go, alright, you know what I hate, like, the most? Two things I hate the most when driving. Number one is creepers. And I'm not talking about, like, old men in trench coats who are staring into your window at night and masturbating. Like, not those kind of creepers. Although that's a very disturbing image. No, creepers as far as, like, alright, you pull up to a stoplight. The light's red. The light's gonna be red until it changes green, right? So you pull up, you make a stop. You lift your foot off the brake a little bit. You creep up a little bit. Put your foot back on the brake. You creep up just a little bit more. Put your foot back on the brake. You've seen people do this. Chances are you might even be one of those people who does this. That pisses me off. Don't be a creeper. Like, what the hell is the matter with you? Because you're moving closer to the intersection. Inch by inch, is the light going to change faster? No, because the light's on a timer. It's going to change when it's ready to change. So don't be a creeper, and don't be a fucking idiot. Right there. All right. So, no creeping. If you're listening to this right now, no creeping, all right? Don't do that. All right. Here's the other thing I need you to not do. Alright. I guess three things. We'll go three things. Here's the second thing. Yellow means, like, slow down because it's about to turn red. Yellow doesn't mean speed up because it's about to turn red. Like, it's, and, okay. If you're going too fast to safely stop, then I guess we can make an exception. Maybe, okay, maybe then you should go through the intersection because it might do more damage by slamming on your brakes and trying to stop. But here's the kicker. Since you were being a fucking idiot to begin with and speeding, you should have never put yourself in that situation. So, there you go. So, yeah, basically, don't speed through yellows. No good can really come of that. Like, yeah, you might think, like, oh, man, I'm not going to have that that time. You know, you're looking at saying, now I don't have to sit and wait for that 3 minutes at the stoplight. But here's the thing, man. Pay attention sometime. And that's one thing I've done over these last, like, couple months of recording this Drive to Stay Alive. My morning commute takes me approximately the same time every single morning. Now, if there's, like, an accident, or there's, for some reason, heavy traffic, or it's raining, or, you know, these little factors that can add into your, you know, drive time, like, that may change the situation. But with all those factors kind of, you know, minus, say, just, like, a regular day, it takes me, like, 23 minutes to get to work. And I know, because when I string these podcasts together, I look at the times, and I know what I'm looking at. I know exactly how long it takes me. And so that, what I'm trying to get to is the fact that if you speed through that yellow, like, you might think you're saving, like, 2 minutes of time or something, be like, yeah, I don't have to sit and wait. But it all tends to even itself out. So you made that yellow, but you're going to miss the next one. You're going to sit and wait at the next red. And had you sit and waited at that, you know, the initial red that you just kind of breezed through, you're going to make the next green. You know, it just, things just have a way of finding a balance and kind of working out in the end. It's just the way of the world. That's the way of life. You know, nothing can be either, like, too good or too bad. In the end, everything evens out to right about the middle. So don't speed through yellows, basically. Because if there's someone sitting there, like, in the intersection already, kind of, like, waiting to turn left, now they're going to have to turn left during a red light while the other light's changing green, fucking up traffic on both sides. So you're just kind of doing a disservice to everybody by being a fucking idiot and speeding through the yellow. Third thing, I want to get off of driving, because there's so many other, like, instances where being a fucking idiot, like, can save, not being a fucking idiot can save your life. But the third thing, and I already kind of touched on this, the fact that slow down. Because the faster you go, the more dangerous everything is. Because your reaction time is cut in half, your probability of, you know, missing something or not seeing something increases. So just slow down, man. And this kind of ties into what I just said, too, about how the fact that everything has its way of just even, you know, like, evening out in the end. So it's like, man, just slow down. And I'm going to go ahead and connect that to life right now. Is the fact that, like, life moves way too fast. And people say it all the time. Can't believe it's Christmas already, you know? It's like, wow, the baseball season's over? It's 162 games. Look, everybody's always just like, you notice it after it's gone. Or when something had just approached, you know? It's just like, wow, you know? But when you're in your day-to-day, you don't realize how fast time is going. Most of the time, because you're always looking forward to something. Like me right now, I can't wait till baseball season. I mean, because baseball season for me means more money, number one. Number two, it's, you know, my favorite thing to do is watch baseball. Number three, it means warm weather. You know, number four, it gets me out of the house and makes me actually lead a social life instead of, you know, locking myself up in my apartment every day. So I always look forward to baseball season. I have a countdown installed or, like, Afterglow and everything like that. But as soon as you get there, it moves so fast, you know. To combat that, dude, you just gotta take every day slow. Appreciate the things that life throws at you on a daily basis. Accept them, love them. Just take it slow, man. Enjoy life. Life isn't something. Life is not a race, you know? It's so cliche. Yes, I know. But see, the thing is, things wouldn't be cliche if they weren't true. Life does move so fast. Sometimes you just gotta slow down and just live it. You're not supposed to. Listen, we're all gonna die. The only person who ever, like, beat death is Jesus. You're not Jesus. I'm not Jesus. You know, nobody else is until he comes again. You know, that's the only Jesus. So, we're all gonna die eventually. So, since you know the end, wouldn't you then just enjoy the middle of the story? You know your beginning. You might not remember it, but, like, you had your beginning. And you know, you don't know when your ending's gonna come, but you know there is gonna be an ending. So, your life then is quantified by all those moments that you, like, throw in the middle. And make that middle count, man. Just make, you know, stack a bunch of meat in there. Some cheese, tomatoes, some, you know, vegetables, and lettuce, and some mayonnaise, and maybe, you know, a little dash of mustard. You know, maybe spicy brown mustard for a little added flavor, you know. Throw a pickle slice in there. I mean, make the middle of this thing count. Make it delicious. Ooh, now I'm getting hungry. Started thinking of, like, you know, a Johnny sandwich. So I kind of got touched on it just a little bit. There's so much more I can say. And the thing that is good, I guess, is that this drive home didn't take me nearly as long as I thought it would. I was thinking like 45 minutes, you know, maybe 50 minutes. Like, I'd be able to stretch out. So I try to, you know, keep the episodes around 50-some minutes, you know. And I was really hoping I could maybe stretch this out into an entire episode. But it's not. It's not going to be an entire episode. So that's good, I guess, in a way, because that means the roads aren't as bad as everybody had, you know, thought. And there aren't as many people out there being fucking idiots, which bodes well for my safety. And then I guess then in the long term, keeps me alive. And every moment that I'm alive is another moment to try to either right some wrongs or to figure everything out. Try to figure out, you know, why I'm here. Try to figure out my purpose in life. If I would die like right now, I would never know. I would die without a purpose. And that sucks. Like, you want to have some kind of reasoning at the end of the day as to, you know, what was it all about? Was it worth it? And all that kind of thing. So, I am here. I am here longer to figure this one out. Which is a good thing. I mean, I know I sound very upset about it. But I'd like to think that I'm not a fucking idiot. I like to think that, although I don't practice my faith, I have very good Christian morals that kind of shape my behaviors and actions, and they also define me as a person. I'd like to think that I'm a person with reasonably high intelligence. But I guess, just to sum it up then, I'm not a fucking idiot. And I'm not going to let anybody tell me that I am. Because I know the truth. I'm not one of those people. So, take, you know, these words and just live by them, man. You can, trust me, these can apply to anything in life. Take school, for example. You know, you have a test tomorrow morning. Well, you know, 2 weeks ahead, start studying for the test. Show up to class all semester. If you don't understand it, talk to your professor. That's all precursors to your test tomorrow. The night before, get a good night's sleep. Don't go out and party. And by taking all those reasonable precautions, it's easy stuff to do. Like I said, life's all about choices. And all decisions and all that shit. But if you don't be a fucking idiot, you're not going to fail your test tomorrow. Look at your marriage or a relationship. You know, don't screw over your husband or wife. Just don't be a piece of shit. Listen to them. Talk to them. Work out your problems through communication. Don't cheat on them. I mean, like, don't be a fucking idiot. Love your wife. Love your husband. Like your best friend. You know, when your best friend wants to hang out, go hang out with him. All sorts of shit. It applies to every single facet of life. Don't be a fucking idiot. And you will survive. You'll get by in this world. Trust me. There's one thing you do, is just fucking trust me on this. We'll wrap this up in a bit, but I'm gonna go and do some shit for a minute. We'll be back. Alright, welcome to another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. I think this is actually going to be, when all is said and done, a continuation of an episode that I like to call, Don't Be a Fucking Idiot and Slow Down. It's a very important thing to consider in this world. Especially concerning recent events. And now, it wouldn't be fair to me, wouldn't be fair of me, to not disclose something. And that fact is, today is December 21st, 2012. The reason that is important is because that is the day that most people have associated with the end of the world. The ancient Mayans civilization had a couple different calendars for different events. One celebrated all the holy days and like important events. And there were like short-term calendars for changing of seasons and just very minor things, whatever. And then there was like a long-term calendar. Long-term calendar, as I understand it, celebrates the age, you know, like at each end of the long-term calendar, a significant event is supposed to happen that leads into the next, like, age, I guess. And while it's not specific, because there's no way for that to be, most people have associated that end of the long-term calendar as to be like a catastrophic event that leads to, like, you know, the end of the world or something as we know it. And so at each end of the long-term calendar, something crazy is supposed to happen, meaning, you know, the world ends, like, and then another long-term calendar starts and we rebuild and move on, kind of shit. But in the day I guess, of the internet. People just kind of like see something and they believe it. They kind of go with it. Because in the day of, like I said, in the day of social media and the internet, people just kind of will read something online and believe it. And the thing is, with the internet, you can put anything on there. I mean, look, I run a fake news blog, you know? So if someone were to take, like, what I write as fact, they'd be sorely misinformed. It's hilarious, I think. I mean, what I write is hilarious. And if somebody actually believed it to be the truth, I mean, that would be a credit to me as a good writer that I'm able to convince them. But look, I never try to pass it off as, like, the truth. I mean, I make it sound truthful-ish. But the things I write about are just so ridiculous that it's like, dude, that can't be true. There's no way, you know? Like, but at the same time, I guess I can see it because there is a hint of, like, realism. Like this, like, Morgan Freeman signs with CNN to narrate the apocalypse. Like, you know, if you believe the apocalypse is coming, then you're like, all right, well, CNN would have wall-to-wall coverage of this event. And then you also think, well, Morgan Freeman is probably the best narrator of this generation. So you'd be like, well, I guess if CNN, they would want the best. And so someone might actually look at my article and be like, oh, this is truth, you know? So I guess in a way, I am trying to deceive people, but seriously, though, the internet, you can't believe anything you see on there. So when people hear this 2012 end of the world, like, nonsense, like, they're just sorely misinformed. And they're just pretty much, ties into my thing, they're just fucking idiots for believing this. Now, people might point a finger at me and just be like, well, you've been talking about the end of the world and you believed it. Doesn't make you a fucking idiot, too? I'll tell you what, there's a difference. Like, I didn't believe in the end of the world, per se. What the fuck just happened? Somebody just, like, drove straight through a red light, like, nilly-willy, like, oh, well, I don't care if there's oncoming traffic. It's like, fuck, I think that guy really believes it's the end of the world, and he's just kind of like, screw it. This fuck face that just kind of merges into my lane here without, like, looking. What the fuck's going on? Maybe the world really is ending. But, alright. So, yeah, you might point a finger at me and just be like, dude, you're the fucking idiot for believing the world is ending. Like, you know, like for instance, like when I was talking about the rapture last year. And it's just like, dude, that shit's ridiculous. You don't know when the world's gonna end. Nobody can, like, throw a date on it and everything. I'm like, well, yes, it is true in that fact that, like, you know, nobody knows the actual end of days. And I didn't... Okay, there's a difference between me. I didn't believe it was going to happen, but I wanted it to happen. That is the biggest difference here. Like, I didn't believe the world was going to end on December 21st, 2012, but I wanted it to happen. And here's the reason. It's because, basically, I don't want to keep on living when there's nothing to live for. My life is just kind of on repeat. I go to work, I come home, I work on some shit, I go to bed, I eat some food along the way, I hang out with my cat, hang out with my sister, my mom, you know? I do things that I enjoy, but basically, my life is just on repeat. I'm doing the same thing every day. Even if the days are fun, it's still the same thing every day. And, like, as we've been talking about during this drive to stay alive, if you don't have anything to live for, then what's the fucking point of staying alive? It's awful. So I was hoping that the rapture was real. I was hoping that the Mayans were correct. But only because if I die, and if I believe in God, and I believe that anybody who follows in the path of Jesus and everything like that, that when they die, their soul goes to heaven. And I believe that throughout my life, I've done enough good to warrant being able to enter the heavenly gates. I've done a lot of shit along the way, but I think overall, I think I've led a pretty good life. So, it is my belief that when I die, I should go to heaven. And I think, too, even though Timmy kind of fucked up and made some mistakes in his life, too, that I think Timmy got to go to heaven as well. And then, if, you know, you kind of continue those thoughts, it says, if Timmy's up in heaven, that's where I want to be too. So, wouldn't I want to get there sooner rather than later? That's kind of the thought that kind of occupies my mind every day. Is the fact that, like, every day that I'm alive, every day that I wake up on this planet, is another day that I'm not with Timmy. So that's why I welcome the apocalypse. That's why I asked for the rapture. That's why I want to die. And when you're put in that position, yeah, no shit, I'm not going to find a reason to, you know, to stay alive. Because I want to die. So, I got that going for me, which isn't great. So that's why, like, I buy into these end-of-the-world philosophies and these predictions and all this shit, because I have that kind of mentality. But then, you know, we have the problem with that is it's not going to happen. Because I am still here for a reason. If God had wanted me to be in heaven, and if he wanted me to be with my brother, he would have already brought me there. But it's not my time. It's not my time yet. And so, until then, I guess I just keep driving. I don't know my path. I don't know which way I'm going. I don't even know which way we're rowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what not to believe. I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck I believe. I just know I'm trying to figure it out. It's a big mystery. One fucking crazy mystery that I have no idea what to believe. But I will, however, always do two things. Number one, actually, I'm going to amend that. There's three things I'm going to do from here on out. Number one is don't be a fucking idiot. Because we all know what happens when you're an idiot. Nothing good can come out of that. So number one, always just remind yourself not to be an idiot. Number two, slow down. There's so much happening at once. Live for today. Forget about yesterday. And worry about tomorrow when it's today. Slow down and enjoy it. Enjoy life. Number three, as always, is rage. What's the point of living if you don't rage? So I'm conflicted. Because, seriously, like, I know the answers to life. I know the secrets to having a good life. I know I have the keys that open the lock for the treasure chest to what makes life enjoyable and what makes life worth living. I have all the answers. I don't know what the fuck I'm searching for. I know how to survive in this world. I know how to be happy. But for whatever reason, I don't apply myself. I'm gonna have to have like Herculean strength to open this window. Jesus Christ! Am I gonna be like a Norse god with, you know, the hammer of Mjolnir? How the fuck do you even say that shit? I can't open my goddamn window because the fucking frost is locked that shit nice and tight. I wanted to get like a little air in this bitch, you know? It's fucking hot as shit. It's like I'm in a fucking sweat box. Oh, man. But that's, I mean, there's a difference. There's a difference between being smart and like, you know, having like knowledge, smarts, and like taking action. There's some kind of connection that I'm trying to make, but I really don't know what I'm saying right now. But there's some kind of connection where it's just like having the knowledge and like using it for the greater good. Like there's a difference. And that's kind of where I am. That's kind of where I have been my entire life. Like, I am a smart person, and I do have studied enough, and I know a lot about everything, to the point that I could change the world. I could change myself. Actually, no. Strike that. Because you can't change the world. This is one of my beliefs, one of my core beliefs. You cannot change the world, because that is impossible. But instead, you can change yourself. And in doing so, the world will change around you. So, in that respect, I do have the ability to change myself and change the world around me. Do I do it? No, I don't. If I could sum up myself in one word, I would choose the word potential. I have a world of potential, yet I never really seize my whole. I never grab a hold of it and use it, I guess. I never act upon it. So that's kind of where, that's the story with that. I sure hope I find a reason. Like a reason to stay alive. The way I was last night, like championing. Sounds stupid, I can't say it. I tried to like use a better word than asking. I guess like campaigning, I guess, for the world to end. Just the way that I was ready for it, you know? Grabbed some whiskey. Made my peace with God. You know? It's just like, I do all that and wait for the world to end. And then the world doesn't end. And so, it leaves me in a very dangerous place right now, because I don't know where to go from here, and it scares me because I don't want to ask for help. I don't want to be, I've always been self-sufficient. Like, my entire life, basically. Well, except for, like, being a baby and stuff. And a kid. But, I mean, after that, like, I don't know if it's just, like, a matter of pride or anything else, but anybody who wants the world to end so they can die has real problems. And more real problems than you can figure out on your own. So I don't know where to go from here. The world isn't ended, though. That's one thing I can say with all certainty. But here's my thing. It didn't really matter. Here's my thing about December 21st, 2012, which was the predicted end of the world. It didn't really matter if the world ended or not. Because the world as I knew it ended 20 months ago. When my brother died. That's when the world ended. The whole rapture thing was bullshit. The whole Mayan prediction was bullshit. Because the world was already over. So what I need to do is figure out a way to make my world not over. And I don't have the answers for that. Actually, no. To go back to something I said before, I do have the answers for that. I have the secrets to life. Slow down and don't be a fucking idiot. I have all the answers to make my life perfect and to make myself happy. But I don't know how to. And I have all the questions too. Here's the thing. I have all the questions. I have all the answers. I don't have all that stuff in between to get from the start to the end. So I need to enlist the help of someone who can guide me. Maybe someone who's been there before. Somebody who knows the way. Somebody who can show me how to get from point A to point B. There's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with asking for that kind of help. We'll see. Because I don't know what else to do. I really don't know what else to do. It's a weird position to be in. It's a very weird position to be in. I've never been completely lost in my life. I have this weird knack for. Okay, so I've traveled a lot in the world. Not a lot, but I mean, I've been enough places that I could say I've traveled, I've seen the world and everything. One thing that I've always been able to do is figure out where I'm going. Like, and I have this really weird knack for, like, things working out. Like, where I start out and where I end is not the easiest path, or it's not the most traveled path, I guess. But in the end, I get there. That's the important thing, is the fact that, like, even though I kind of take this weird roundabout kind of way, in the end, things work out. That's one thing that always happens in my life, is that shit just kind of works out. Like, I don't. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of go into a lot of situations without guidance and without direction, I guess, is because I know eventually I'll get there. I know eventually things will work out, because they always have. And that's one of the reasons, I guess, while I'm sitting here talking to myself, instead of talking to, like, a therapist or somebody who could actually help me, because I still have that belief that if I just kind of go, things will work out. Because that's the way it's always been. Things just always kind of have this way of working out. So, who knows, maybe this will all work out in the end. I sure hope that it does. Or else, what's the point, man? So, well, I guess this is the end of this this current episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. So, I guess what I can do for now is just keep on going. Because if I hold true to the fact that things will work out in the end, like they always do, I just gotta keep moving, just gotta keep pushing, just gotta keep going until things do actually work out. Because I don't know, well, I do know where I started. I kind of know the end that I'm looking for, but I don't kind of know that in between. And so I'm just going to keep on going. Eventually, someday, everything's going to click, everything's going to work out. And we'll see when we get there. But in the meantime, we have to remember, like we do every episode, this is life. Life never feels the same. Take a little time, always question why. My life is a strange to a dying eye. Life is a beautiful thing. Life is the only thing that you have. Life is worth living. So, every day, wake up, find a reason to kind of keep on going. Find a reason to keep on living, because life is beautiful. Life is amazing. And there's a reason that we're all still alive. We are still making that drive. We are still figuring out, like, what we're doing, where we're going. But who knows, man? So, just enjoy life, live life, love it, man. And we'll see ya. I'll see you on another day. World isn't over. Life still goes on. As they say in Jurassic Park, life finds a way. Life finds a way of carrying on even when you think it's over. So, this has been The Drive to Stay Alive. Thank you very much for listening. And take care of each other and yourself.